In the Bekaa Valley, a wide variety of fruits and vegetables are grown for domestic consumption and export to Jordan, Egypt, and the Gulf countries. But as the conflict in Syria intensifies, Antoine Huayek, the president of Lebanon's Farmers Association, says farmers here are having trouble getting their produce to these markets over land.
Last week, they closed the border for 5 days. 270 trucks were unable to pass from Lebanon to Syria. When the situation was calm, they tried to pass, but they were hit by gunfire and they had accidents.
Huayek says that for each day the main border crossing is closed, trucks carrying 1,500 tons of agricultural products are not able to transit to the Gulf countries, costing Lebanese producers between $1 and $2 million daily. The Farmers Association is urging the government to create and fund a maritime route, providing at least 2 ferries a week for farmers to ship their goods from Beirut to Egypt or Jordan, bypassing Syria.
The situation in Syria might continue long term, and the agriculture sector and the economy can't be hostage to it. The government should create alternate routes. And there is no reason why they should not act.
At the Gandour refrigeration plant in the Bekaa town of Anjar, supervisor Mohammed Karani says he used to export 4 giant freezers full of potatoes through Syria each day. Now he says he cannot.
Now we have to export through the sea if we can, and it will be so difficult because it's very expensive. And we will lose money. Costs will be more than profits.
Lebanon's Minister of Agriculture recently said he is considering a maritime route, but that it should be part of expanding the farming sector overall, not just as a response to the current security situation in Syria. In the meantime, Lebanon's farmers worry and hope the situation returns to normal soon so their harvests will not be wasted and their livelihoods jeopardized. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, in the Bekaa Valley.